everybody, I'm Joe. I have 25 years of dog training experience, and I am excited to share my knowledge and talk dogs. Let's get going.
Hey everybody, this is Rebecca with Dog Training 360, and I'm super psyched to talk every week with Joe, have great conversations, and talk everything dogs.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dog Training 360. We are an online dog training platform that is different than anybody else out there, where you get live interactions, very detailed instructions in our courses, and material to go along with it. So today, we are going to be talking about clicker training. And clicker training falls in the philosophy or methodology of positive reinforcement. And I want to at first start out by talking a little bit about where it came from and how it evolved into using clicker training for dogs and horses and many other animals. But it really started in the ocean world, and because there was not a way to really discipline a dolphin other than withholding food, if you will. But they didn't know how to do the correct thing or the correct movement or the trick, if you will, as, you know, we were training marine animals. And so a sound made the most sense. So it kind of evolved that way. From there, it evolved into the avian world. And a lot of this stuff evolved from the zoo world of conditioning these animals to be safe, that they could be handled or fed or, you know, cared for. And so from there, it evolved into the bird world. And because, again, you're not really, there's just no way to create discipline for an animal that's not domesticated. It's very dangerous. And so it evolved in that world of dealing with wild animals, training them, whether it was for our entertainment or for care that needs to be given. And so that's where it started. So if you think about, you know, that evolution of clicker training or marker training and giving no discipline, the positive reinforcement movement came into play. And we then evolved it into our dog world and training with all positive reinforcement, using a clicker to mark the behaviors that we're wanting. And it became a tool that helped dog owners become better at their timing to capture the right behavior, and then also getting rid of any negative reinforcement, negative punishment to take away all of that and just strictly train with positive reinforcement. So it's the biggest thing that I run into, and the questions that I get is I don't always have my clicker with me, or I've lost it, or the kids have overclicked and the kids are just clicking. So then it becomes nothing. So I think that there's a lot of really good things that can come with clicker training, but what's so unique about our program is that it's designed to wean off of the clicker. And I have Rebecca here, also part of Dog Training 360 instructor. And let's dig in a little bit deeper, Rebecca. I know it's kind of a deep side, but let's dig into this a little bit deeper. Have you played around with the clicker at all?
I have, definitely. And it's super fun way to do things, because it initially involves, like Joe said, it's really positive, it's really fun, it involves food, and it becomes like a game. And it's at the same time relatively structured, so there's something specific to achieve, and I have found my animals, I've actually done it with both dogs and my horse, that mm-hmm. the animals kind of quickly get to understand that there's a goal.
Yeah.
And then you can actually, I feel like I can actually see the wheels and their brains mm-hmm. turning. Like, mm-hmm. What am I trying to do?
Yeah.
And how do I get the food? And then,
yeah.
It's fun to watch, mm-hmm, I feel mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've done one of the horses here. I do a lot of clicker stuff with her. And it's, I think that clicker training with, again, an animal that's not domesticated, a cat, a horse, you know, yes, there are domesticated pets, but they're not really domesticated. In the senses, like, you just don't go climb on a horse. There's a process that you have to go through to be safe about it. And a cat is just, it's on its own journey and its own opinion. So I think that clicker training can be a little bit more difficult dealing with a domesticated animal and that being a predator as well. Because the domesticated dog reads us so well. And it can, and they kind of overachieve it to some extent. Did you experience that with yours a little bit, where they get a little bit more pushy about it?
Yeah. I feel like Oxford, the Border Terrier, he definitely fell into that category.
Yeah.
And then Mocha, my German Shepherd. Now she actually is pretty good at clicker training, mm-hmm. but I feel like she was almost too, I don't know, I don't want to say smart or not smart, because I feel like all dogs have their smartness,
yeah,
but
yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was just like over it right away. She was just like, this is dumb.
Just tell me what to do.
Right. And since she has matured and learned more basic uh-huh. stuff, I have now returned to it, uh-huh. and it's fun to do with her. But when she was little, she was just like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I have experienced kind of both extremes of it, probably.
Yeah. So I think what sets our clicker course apart is that we do phase off of the clicker. We teach with food, we teach with markers, we teach with positive reinforcement, really in all of our courses. And to some extent, the clicker is not involved in all of them. It's just this very specific clicker course, but it's all starts into the evolution of phasing off of the tools that we taught with, phasing off of the food, phasing off of the clicker, to get into when I ask my dog to sit, when we're, you know, in Home Depot, that I don't have to have my clicker and treats on me, that I know that my dog's going to sit. And that's one thing that in the big positive reinforcement world, in the big clicker world of that whole kind of evolution of things, is you don't ever phase off of the clicker. Or if you do, it takes a very long time. There's a lot of repetition with it. And you kind of, everybody that I've experienced that have gone through a big clicker course, their biggest frustration is, the dog won't do anything unless I have treats and clicker, and we're in this kind of quote training scenario where our course takes you through that. And we jump into how a dog thinks and learning and the release of pressure. You know, we're not yanking and jerking and being mean and all of that. It's just applying pressure, removing the pressure, releasing that pressure as it evolves through the clicker piece of it. And I think that our students that have gone through the clicker course have really loved that evolution of it. You still have to go back to the clicker for certain things or certain situations, but you evolve off of that so it doesn't get overclicked by the kids, or you lose it, and then what? So it's a very structured training course through it. And Rebecca, I'm going to have you just describe a little bit more in detail of what clicker, like, describe that scenario. I want my dog to get on a mat. And so what is a clicker and how would I get my dog to go onto a mat?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a clicker is really anything. And Joe, you're using the word marker. Mm-hmm. So in dog training, and the typical clicker now mm-hmm. is an actual object that clicks. Mm-hmm. And you can get them at any pet store.
Yeah.
And they have some of them are slightly different shaped or different sort of ways of holding them. But in general, it makes a very distinct noise. And I think at least in the beginning mm-hmm. of training, clicker training, that is really important. Mm-hmm. Would you agree that it's
mm-hmm.
very distinct and it's not like another noise that
right.
they might hear? So
yep.
if, you know, say a silverware clanking on the table, you
yeah.
wouldn't want to have a sound that they might hear in other scenarios.
Yes.
And that's what's cool about the clickers that you can yeah. buy, is they are these, it's like,
yeah.
but it's not even that noise.
Yeah.
It's like a
yeah.
very, very distinct click.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that you go about getting your dog to go on a mat is you give your dog information that the mat is something important. And the way you start with that is there are a few ways to do it,
mm-hmm.
but you would say, look at the mat
mm-hmm.
and get your dog to put one paw on the mat
yeah.
and click and reward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Reward with food.
Yep.
Right. And then as your dog learns that food is associated with this noise and is associated with something that they are doing,
yeah.
then they will actively engage and start to get closer and closer to the behavior that you are rewarding.
Yes.
And so ultimately the reward would come with your dog actually getting on the mat,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
you allow your dog in clicker training to kind of think through the process and be like, is one paw what I want? Is two paws what
yeah.
you want? And then you reward more and more, or you, what is the right way to say it? Not withhold the reward, is it? But you do not reward until the dog gives you more.
Yep.
So if first you reward for one paw, then you're like, okay, give me more. You're not going to reward for one paw. You're going
right.
to reward for two paws.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And there's so many things that you hear about clicker training and positive reinforcement and, you know, not, there's no punishment, or, you know, you don't ever punish your dog. And I think these words that we use in dog training sound and come across so harsh: punishment, negative reinforcement. You know, it's very harsh sounding, but it really isn't, because even withholding food is some kind of negative connotation to the dog. It's some kind of punishment to the dog. By ignoring the dog for jumping is some kind of negative information. It's just kinder than lifting up your leg and kneeing him in the chest. You know, like that's what it used to be. So there's this kind of, I think, false sense of you're still punishing the dog in some way as you get going, because you're wanting more from them. And so the one thing that I really enjoy about clicker training is it is a fun way of teaching. It's a fun way to get your dog thinking about things. But it's okay to withhold some treats. It's okay to give a no. That's not the right information that I'm looking for. Thank you, but no. That's negative. Give me something positive to get them working for the clicker. So there's not really such a thing in the domestication part of our pets that there can't be any negative. It's just not possible at all.
Because all positive would be they can just eat all the time or do whatever they want.
Yeah. No doors, no boundaries, no fences, no collars, no leashes, no nothing. We evolve them back into being wild animals, like the marine animals, birds. You know, I mean, you really have to understand and know where it came from to understand that we will give some kind of negative information to our dogs.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form. And so by withholding that click, if you will, withholding that treat to get more, the reward, you know, we're not putting them on the mat saying, no, this is what we want, but we're still giving some bit of negative information.
So, by not giving the food reward.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and ultimately the click reward.
Right. Right. So, yeah, and then also say, Rebecca, you know, we've got 1 foot and then we get 2 feet and then we get 4 feet and then we get a sit and then we get a down and then we get a stay. We're building duration before we click. So now we're 1 potato, 2 potato, 3 potato, 4 potato, click treat. Then, so now there's still some negative in there because we're taking away that instant gratification of that click treat to now I want you to hold that before I click treat. And that is it's a hard spot to understand. How do we transition that into living with our dog?
Yep.
And so I really, really, really love the training, teaching part of what clicker training brings to the table. But in reality, we have to phase off of that. And the kindest way to do that is go into how dogs communicate to each other with pressure and release. If I release pressure or stay in neutrality, in the same sense, it's the click treat. It's the reward, because dogs love to live in neutrality. They love to just be. Mm-hmm. And so if everything is good, then there's no treat and there's no negative anything. Mm-hmm. That's a really great place to be in for a dog. And so our course is so cool that it takes you through that piece of it, of now we got to really communicate here.
Yeah.
Because I need to give you information. You cannot go out that door because you might die. You might get by a car.
Yep.
So you evolve through that in our clicker course, which I think is super fun. And it's not like any other clicker course out there. It's positive reinforcement with a spin, I think, really, of what we have.
Yeah. Because just to say it a different way and be really clear, our course, you start with the clicking and you start with training your dog in all the basic obedience moves. Yeah. So think about sit, stay. We have a down. Heel. Mm-hmm. And, sit, stay, down. We come. Have a heel and a come. Mm-hmm. All of those with the clicker and with food. Mm-hmm. And then phasing off of food. And then phasing off of the clicker and working in the traditional commands.
Yeah, yeah.
And so at the end of the course, you have a dog who both understands clicker training, and you could train to do other things like jump up onto a barrel out in the yard with the clicker. So they have that skill. And then they also have the basic obedience skills paired with the words of that whatever words you choose, but in typical language, sit, down, come, stay, heel. So it's a fun course in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think clicker training can really evolve into a lot of things of teaching and helping with your timing. And, you know, I have had a lot of fun training my horse with it, you know, and it really is super effective for wild animals. You're not gonna manhandle a horse, right? You know, like we can pick up a little dog and put him on the couch. You know, so there, it's so different, and it's such a whole different element. And you know, some of that desire to do that with her is that she's a little bit dangerous, and so taking that piece out of her and just letting her feel safe and fun, and we play and doing that. but also it helped me appreciate where clicker training came from and the evolution of it into our dog world and why it is important for us to be able to tell our dog no, yeah. to be able to close the door, to be able to stop them with the leash. You have to really, I think about the evolution of clicker training to understand it and know that there's not just one way to do it, mm-hmm. and that we are dealing with domesticated animals with the clicker training, not wild animals, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If you have any questions, please comment below and let us know, but also, head on over to dogtraining360.com and look and see what we have to offer over there with our subscription and online training. It's phenomenal, and you get live people to talk to every week. It's not just kind of willy-nilly on our subscription platform, so it's pretty cool. And then also, just different courses that we have offered throughout the year is also kind of a fun place to hang out and learn new things and train your dog. Our goal is to help you train through the eyes of your dog. We want you to go on amazing adventures and accomplish all your dog training goals.